Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 187 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour or so to entertain you. So I'm just back from the No Repeat weekend in Madrid with Metallica, and I must say it was absolutely fabulous. Great stadium, great layout, great sound, great organisation, something you just don't get over here, that's for sure. Look at the Odyssey and anywhere else, like a limelight for evidence of that. So this week, my favourite album of all time is Master of Puppets, which was released in 1986. So I'm going to take a nostalgic look back at 1986 this week. So nothing new this week, just pure old nostalgia and hopefully something to get your heads banging. So to kick things off, here's Flotsam and Jetsam with Hammerhead. kicking things off nicely there with a bit of a Metallica connection, of course, with Flotsam & Jetsam, Jason Newsted's band prior to joining Metallica. And that was from their debut album, Doomsday for the Deceiver. And following that was the King himself, King Diamond, from his debut, Fatal Portrait, with a track called Lurking in the Dark. Well, it doesn't get played that often, but I think it was one of the first ones I ever heard from that solo album, now come to think of it. So let's go to the US with Mr. David Lee Roth. There's never been anybody quite like him since. And this is a track called Shy Boy, which comes from the Eat 'Em and Smile album. Shy boy, give it one more time, boy. the wee bit more obscure and underground there. That was, of course, Manila Road with Hammer of the Witches from the Deluge album from 1986. And that followed David Lee Roth with Shy Boy, who, incidentally, Billy Sheehan played Belfast last night with Mr. Big, and by all accounts was a great gig. Sold out and everybody looked like they had a good time. Good to see. So on to one of the greatest thrash albums of all time. It was released that year. Dark Angels, Darkness Ascends. And here's Perishing Flames.
Yeah.
hot on the heels of Dark Angel, that was Nuclear Assault with Stranded in Hell from the Game Over album. Nuclear Assault, they reformed a few years ago, and we're still waiting on, well, Dark Angel have reformed, we're still waiting on new music, but it's been, dear me, it must be 10, 12 years now since they came back, and still nothing yet. Better be good, that's for sure. So on the one that I've always really loved, and it just never got the attention, but I've seen over the last couple of years, people are starting to pick up on this one. It's a band called Sword from Canada. There's a track called Children of Heaven, which came from the Metalized album. They supported Motorhead on the Orgasmatron tour from memory, and they're on Label Mates and that night. Bought this in Doogie Nights. It was one of them ones that seen on a Monday and hid under the carpet and picked up on a Wednesday when I have enough dinner money for it. But anyway, this is Children of Heaven.
A wind grace melts inside your hand and not heart. the glory that much closer I reply. Re-ignition. Re-ignition. I people to make you understand that this proves me land to land. I fly outside the killing skin. Your destiny.
Another one taking me back to my record buying days in Belfast and Caroline Music. This was that was Bad Brains with Re-ignition from the Eye Against Eye album. I love the Bad Brains apart from the reggae songs. I just don't like reggae. When I have the CDs on, I always cut the reggae songs out, program it with them out of it. Makes albums so much better. So this one's a bit more chaotic. Cryptic Slaughter. These boys were just blew everybody's mind and just preceded Napalm Death. The chaos and the speed. This is a track called Rage to Kill, which came from the Convicted album.
Yeah.
cryptic slaughter that was British Thrasher's Onslaught. I've played here many times, and that was Flame of the Antichrist and the Force. When I was lent this at school, and says this has got to be the most evil record ever produced. And sure enough, yeah, I was in my bedroom listening, and the light shade started sort of moving. It was like, oh, you know, 13, 14 year old freaking out. 13 it would have been. And the window was just open, hadn't noticed. But there you go. So it's something a wee bit more lighthearted and a bit more colourful. Poison with Look at the Cat Dragged. You can't really argue with this riff, can you? Just enjoy this one and stop bitching.
Can't drag in.
Following Poison, that was Bon Jovi with Social Disease from Slippery and Wet. Everybody had this, you know, it's there's songs on it you just can't listen to, you've like Duty overplayed, Want the Dead or Alive, etc, etc. But Social Disease is one of them ones that doesn't get played very often. It's still a great track, really enjoy that one. So on to a bit of Queensrÿche, I see they're coming back to the UK next year, not coming over this way unfortunately, but well worth going to see. All the Todd Lautaro haters, you know, you just don't know what you're talking about basically. Close your eyes, you swear it was Tate anyway. This is a track from their second album, Rage for Order, and one called I Dream in Infrared. I believe I played this on the show way back about number 5 or number 6, so don't think that's overkill by any means.
Yeah.
Following Queensryche, that was a Mighty St. Vitus with Hag, brackets, Hell Ain't a Game from the Born Too Late album. What a record. Didn't get it in 1986, it was a few years later before I discovered St. Vitus. Again, a band who's seen in the bargain bins and making tracks and whatnot, but you just couldn't take a punt, you didn't have the money, so that's just the way it was. And the Dark Passages compilation was the one that introduced a lot of us to that band. So anyway, thanks for listening. I hope it's been a happy trip down nostalgia lane. So I'm going to finish off with another one here from Ozzy. And this is Killer of Giants from The Ultimate Sin. And it was always a great song, that one. And The Ultimate Sin VHS, where Jakey Lee done the guitar solo and he seemed to have this impossible stretch using his thumb and his wee finger of these massive amount of frets during his guitar solo. Always sticks in my mind, that. And Killer of Giants, remember learning how to play the guitar badly and still can play it badly 30 years later. So anyway, until next week, get some new stuff in that. Look after yourselves, have a good weekend. Oh, and Warrior Show are playing the Voodoo on Friday night, if anybody's a bite.